This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the Rich Cioli listener, to our family, because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
It's great to be with you this morning. Don't forget, you can tweet me at Rich Cioli. I want to welcome back to the program the administrator of the United States Environmental Protection Agency, Andrew Wheeler. He's back in Philadelphia today. Administrator, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Rich?
I'm doing well. Welcome back to our fine city today. I know you'll be touring the region looking at some refineries, right?
Right. So I will be, you know, at the former Philadelphia Energy Solutions site. It was, of course, the place where you had the large explosion a couple years ago. And we've entered into an agreement on the remediation side with an outside group, Hilco, which is going to convert the whole property into mixed-use commercial use, and they have a great track record, and it's going to provide, first of all, it's going to clean up the site so there's no environmental contamination, but then it will provide new jobs for the people in that area. It's really a good news story.
Well, that's outstanding. That really is, Andrew Wheeler, Administrator Wheeler. And energy is obviously a key issue right now for our state, for Pennsylvania. It's incredibly important. But so is also saving money for the energy industry. And I read that under your leadership, the president's leadership, the EPA saved about $95 billion in unnecessary regulatory costs.
Absolutely. $95 billion. We still have more to go before the end of this year, not to mention the next 4 years. But at the same time, the environment is cleaner than it's ever been. We have reduced, under President Trump, we've reduced air pollution 7%. So there's a lot of environmentalists, a lot of politicians out there accusing us of cutting regulations and increasing pollution. That's not true at all. We've reduced air pollution 7%. We've invested over $40 billion in water infrastructure across the country. We're getting Superfund sites cleaned up at the fastest level in 20 years. And we're enforcing the environmental laws. We're accused all the time of not enforcing them. We are enforcing environmental laws to the point that we have actually collected, by the end of this year, twice as much in civil and criminal fines as the Obama-Biden administration did during their first 4 years. That's twice as much. We have a much better track record on enforcing the environmental laws than the previous administration.
That gets no attention by the media, shockingly, right?
It doesn't at all. You know what else? I heard before I came on that you're talking about Governor Cuomo and the and COVID. You know, that's another shock. Committed the worst environmental policy of the last decade by a elected politician, and that's when he canceled the pipeline going through New York up to New England to take the Pennsylvania natural gas up to New England. He said he did it because of climate change, but what he's doing is subjecting the north part of upstate New York and New England to foreign sources of natural gas. And they produce their natural gas in a much worse environmental manner than in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania produces their natural gas in a very clean method. And the carbon footprint, which he's, of course, saying he's doing this because of climate change. If you look at the carbon footprint of transporting natural gas from Pennsylvania to New England through a pipeline, is nothing compared to the carbon footprint of bringing tankers across the ocean from Russia. You know, Russia develops their natural gas in a very anti-environmental manner. They do a lot of pollution, and then transporting it halfway around the world is horrible for the environment. So, you know, it's just there's a lot of hypocrisy on the left, and there's when it comes to environmental policies.
Andrew Wheeler is the administrator of the United States Environmental Protection Agency. He joins me here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. He's in Philadelphia today. Another thing you're going to be doing, as I understand it, is you're going to be announcing what's known as the fuels streamlining rule. So what does that do for us?
Yes. So, you know, EPA is 50 years old this year. And what we've done historically is we've just piled regulation on top of regulation. So what we did is we went back and we got rid of all the duplicative regulations, for industry by industry. But this one today is for the refining industry, and it's going to save them $40 million. But it keeps the exact same fuel requirements in place, so there will be no change at all in pollution. The fuels will be as clean as they ever have been. But it takes a lot of the regulatory red tape away, and it saves the refiners money, which will save the consumer money when you buy gasoline at the pump. So this is a good news story for the refiners, but it's even better news story for the consumer, because the environment will stay clean and they would be saving money at the pump, because we're getting rid of a lot of the old regulations that are just duplicative, that have been, you know, added onto each other over the years, and it just doesn't make sense.
Well,
that's a problem when you have a regulatory agency that's, you know, 50 years old.
Well, I applaud you, and I applaud the president for getting rid of these regulations and streamlining all this. It's so incredibly important. And not only do we save money about it, but also because you're not dealing with nonsense anymore. You're able to actually focus on the mission, which is clean air and clean water. And to your point, then, the results speak for themselves. I think it's fantastic. As part of this, too, absolutely. I mean, really, I sincerely commend you for this. I think it's great, because a lot of people in your role look to try to create more regulations, not get rid of ones that aren't working.
Thank you. And under President Trump's leadership, that's what we've been doing. When he called me and he asked me to take over to EPA, he said, continue to clean up the air, continue to clean up the water, and continue to deregulate in order to help create more jobs. We've done all three over the last 4 years. We're continuing to do all three. The proof is in the fact that the environment is getting cleaner and that we are saving the American public money. We're saving jobs. We're creating more jobs. And at the same time, air pollution is going down. It's a win-win.
Before I let you go, fracking is obviously a big issue in this election. And Joe Biden has gone on record in saying no more fracking. Tell us about that, because I think a lot of people in our area, since we don't have it, you know, directly by us, we wonder about it. We hear, stories about fracking. Give us the overview, if you could.
Well, you know, fracking is very safe. It's been going on for 40, 50 years. It has gotten much larger just in recent years because of the shale play and the use of fracking to get the oil and natural gas out of the shale. It is a very safe, highly regulated process. And I'm not sure where Vice President Biden is on this, because he said a number of things. He said no fracking. He said no fracking on federal lands. I also heard that he said no new fracking. If there's no new fracking, then that means there's no new wells, which means that the number of jobs we have in the industry would be capped as of, you know, today, because you have to frack for each new well. And a well is only good for a couple of years. There's a lifespan of a well. So you have to constantly keep fracking for new wells. So I'm not really sure where he is on the issue. I know where
that
his
point, by the way, Administrator Wheeler, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that point you just made is really key on this, right? So if somebody says no new fracking, that basically means the end of fracking.
Right. But if you just say no, if you say no new fracking, that means the end. Exactly. And, you know, our fracking has proven to be, you know, if you look at the methane emissions from the natural gas industry, we have doubled natural gas production since 1990, but we have at the same time reduced methane emissions 15%. So the industry is constantly getting cleaner. Our regulations are in place to protect on the fracking fluids. So it's a really clean process compared to how, you know, natural gas and oil was extracted, you know, 25, 50, 75 years ago. It's just a much cleaner environment, and it's providing some really low-cost energy jobs across the whole Marcellus shale play, which is, you know, goes right through the middle of Pennsylvania. It's been a huge job boon for Pennsylvania and for Americans' energy independence. It makes us less dependent on natural gas shipments from Russia or other countries, if, of course, other politicians like the governor of New York helped and allowed some of these pipelines to be built.
That's such a great point you made on that, and something that I don't think anybody's really aware of even talking about. So I really appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Always enjoy having you on the show. I really appreciate your time. Thank you, Administrator Wheeler, and you're always welcome to come back. So have a good trip today in Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.